As you came in, you received a little cup, and in that little cup is some Welch's grape juice and a little wafer. And we always do Holy Communion on candlelight evening. Why? Because it's a remembrance of a situation that God did for us, something that we could not do for ourselves, and that's to grant us eternal salvation. But when Jesus was here ministering, and he was with the disciples, and they were gathering for the Passover meal in the upper room, and the Passover meal was the celebration of being delivered from bondage from Egypt. They do it every year, and it's a celebration. They tell the old, old story. And so this particular Passover meal, the disciples had no clue what was going to take place a few hours later when Jesus was arrested and prepared to be crucified. So what he did as he was going through the ritual of the Passover meal, there's four cups in the Passover meal. The third cup of wine is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And when he was going through the rituals, he had taken the cup. And he had lifted it to heaven. O King of the universe who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he told the disciples that this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sins. Now they knew in the Hebrew scriptures there was no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of the blood. So he was telling them that he was going to shed his own blood for the forgiveness of sin. And then likewise, after supper, I don't have any bread here to go and show you, but in this little thing here, there's a little wafer. And he did the same thing when he took the bread, the pita bread most likely. It was unleavened bread. And he lifted it to heaven and gave thanks. O King of the universe, thank you for bringing forth the fruit of the wheat. This bread will represent my broken body, which will be broken for you. And he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples. And he also told them to gather often and do this in remembrance of me. It's sort of like a memorial every time we do this. We're memorializing what Christ has done for us. You take the bread. This particular type of bread is very bland. It tastes a little bit like cardboard. But what I like to say then, though, when you take this cup, which is the juice, which represents the blood of Christ, when you drink it, your taste buds come alive, letting us know that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not die or perish. Praise be to God.